Blog Talk Radio.
This is me again. It's Friday. This is Fernando on the Fernando Poniente Show. It's 9 p.m. I'm so excited. I'm always excited. I don't know why. If you got time to call 347-884-8125, that's the number you should call. I'm going to open up the chat room. What else new? I forgot to open the chat room up. Let's do that now. Spankity, spankity do. We got so much to talk about tonight. We're going to be talking about, what do you call that? New Moon, actually, sets record, huh? I was looking forward to that. Probably not me, because I'm no vampire. I don't like vampires, man. They suck blood, you know? I mean, geez. I guess, like, if you're a teenager, a vampire teenager, and I guess you're cool. I mean, that's, I mean, they're talking about Harry Potter has met his match when it comes to, you know, making money on the entertainment business. You know, this New Moon actually grossed an estimated $26.3 million, playing in 3,514 Midnight Engagement Friday, breaking the 12 a.m. show records of $22 million. She can exclude me from that. There's no way I'm going to pay anything just to, not me. We're going to be talking about that. We also going to be talking about on this day. I always talk about that. We're going to be talking about some sports recap, what's going on this weekend in NFL. I mean, I wish I had some time to cover some college football. Apparently, I don't have that time because, you know, just don't care much for that. So, yeah. Now, we've been talking about that. We're always talking about catch up some news here. We're going to look it up. Oh, Bing Bang. You know those Big Bang machine that they created back in about 2 years ago, something like that? You know, they're supposed to recreate the Big Bang. You know, the Big Bang Theory and how the universe and how everything started. Those Big Bang fanatics made some Big Bang machine filled with Big Bang stuff. We're going to talk about that, and what do you think? Chat rooms open up. Go to blogtalkradio.com/TheFernandoPoniente Show. You can actually find me, or if you have iPod or iTunes or iPhone or a smartphone or Android, Google, or whatever you have nowadays. You can actually find me there. You can go to mblogtalkradio.com/TheFernandoPoniente Show. You're going to be able to, find that stuff in there. You're going to be able to download, stream live from Waukegan, Illinois. This is me, the Fernando Poniente Show. Be talking about that Christmas. I'm going to talk about something about the holiday, how to be safe on holiday. That was kind of weird. We got a call from, that's nice of them though. This is, we got a call from the Waukegan PD Police Department, you know, kind of telling us, you know, some kind of helpful tips on how to be safe on during the holidays and all that. So we're going to be talking about that. Maybe I can share that with you. Maybe you don't know that. I'm pretty sure you do know that. I'll share that with you. And, yeah, so we'll talk about it. We'll play some, music. Some music. We'll play some of that thing too, and we're gonna go to the phones later on today in a little bit here. But first, good news for those Santa lovers out in Alaska. Alaska senators actually resumed Santa Letter program. Ooh. I didn't know it was delayed. This is in Anchorage, Alaska. So now the elves and all have good reason to celebrate again. Thank you. Yeah, they said. We all have to thank U.S. Postal Service to resume Santa Claus letter program that thrilled the children from around the world for decades. A lot of people that says great. It's, you know, chief was chief elf among several dozen volunteers. Oh man! Agency Friday announcement is reversing the recent decision to drop a program began in 1954 in a small Alaska town. That's kind of heartbreaking for some of the kids that believes in Santa Claus, but you know, that's just something like to get the Christmas spirit going. I have no problem with that. I get the spirit going, you know. Like other people say, well, at least they're not believing in something as a Santa Claus. But still, you have to be able to tell kids what's real and what's fantasy. Because some kids do believe that. They do believe that Santa Claus is real, man. You know, Santa Claus is real. Well, I mean, I used to. I mean, I was, you know, heartbroken when I found out that Santa Claus does not really exist. But I don't. Who can tell us? Who can tell us? Don can tell us what happening with Santa. What happened to Santa Claus? Don, can you fill us in? What do you think about this? I mean, Alaska Senator says, "Hey, you know, good news, kids. You know, we're going to resume the program, Letter to Santa program. So you can all go back to your little fantasy land and send letters to Santa. What do you think?"
Well, from a Christian perspective, that's misleading. I mean, sorry for raising my voice. That's misleading. I heard you say that, like, sometimes you tell kids that Santa Claus ain't real, but they still choose to believe, you know?
Hmm.
I mean,
yeah.
We have our kids. We teach them about how Santa Claus was real once upon a time. He didn't go down chimneys. He lived in Russia, and he brought children, like orphans, gifts, and those gifts were actually food, because, you know, food was not, like, you know, easy to come by for orphans.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they still have food, but they had extra food, you know, or some more food. So that was the real story of Santa Claus, Santa being saint, you know, and some of our kids, they still chose to believe. They talk about Santa Claus and stuff like that, even though we tell them it's not real. So over time, I believe that they're going to see that he's not, like, he doesn't come down the chimney and stuff like that. And then they'll be like, Mommy, we're telling Daddy and Mommy, we're telling the truth, you know. So because the reason why we teach them that not to believe Santa Claus comes down the chimney is a spiritual one. Because if we teach them that Santa Claus is real, and then they find out, oh, Daddy and Mommy lied, when we're telling them about Jesus Christ died for their sins, what are they going to think? Daddy, Mommy lied. I'm going to find out someday, you know? So that's
that
when they're young.
Good point. Good point. So how old were you when you found out Santa Claus was not real?
I don't even know. I don't remember. Maybe 8, maybe younger. I don't know. How about you?
Were you devastated?
I can't remember.
Did you cry? Did you lock yourself in the bedroom and pout and send a letter to St. Patrick?
I remember, I don't know if I believed in Santa Claus at the time, but my parents didn't have a lot of money. And I thought, like, I got this box for Christmas that had roller skates pictured on there. So I was like, I got roller skates. And I was closed.
Oh wow! That's
so, like,
insane.
Wow, how do you pay?
Yeah.
How do you pay Santa? Yeah, you know, like,
I know,
I
yeah.
You had to pay Santa for the presents.
I knew a guy. I knew a guy actually that prayed and asked Santa for a football, and it was a piece of ham.
Yeah, right.
Because they were poor. Yeah, and so what they did, they played around with it, and then they ate it for dinner after that.
There you go.
Yeah, so What do you think the parents ought to do? You know, if let's say, especially the people in Alaska. What do you think the parents, Christian parents, ought to do?
I think I called in like you were in the middle or towards the end of the story.
So. Oh right. Well, the senator, actually the Alaskan senator, what's his face? I don't know what's his name, but anyway, they announced it because it was postponed or some, or stopped. I don't know how long was that. But it actually began in 1954, somewhere in the Alaska town of North Pole.
Mm-hmm.
And the program was suspended over privacy concerns, they said.
So they called it North Pole, the town?
Nah, this is in Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
They even have their own elves. I mean, they have their elves and little, you know, maybe Santa Claus and all that. The letter actually, it said all the letters will now be answered by the North Pole elves under tight privacy rules implemented nationwide by the Postal Service in response to security concerns that arose in a similar program in Maryland last year. So, I mean, there was people actually, you know, sending letters, kids, hopefully. you know, and you can, and children now can write Santa through that program.
Wow.
You can go, write this down, kids, Santa Claus Lane, North Pole, Alaska, that's AK 99705. That's Santa Claus' address. Now it's has been revealed here at the Fernando Pornanda Show. yeah, so start writing them letters. You know, even, I don't know, he didn't leave any email address, so. At least this, at least 100 volunteers expected to help in both letter efforts. Members of Alaska's congressional delegation actually held the decision to resume the Postal Service program, you know, which actually brings as many as 150,000 letters to Santa from children worldwide.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what happened. This decision today has actually, I have a kid that has walked into my studio. I don't know whose kid. What's your mom's name? Oh well. Okay. Where was I? See, I got all.
I think you might have
here.
An intern there, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Or you have some kind of intern with you.
You've probably heard him. So, speaking of that, I mean, have you seen him? You've seen the movie Twilight, right?
Yeah.
That's actually saying that Harry Potter has met his match. You know how the Harry Potter is, you know, really really popular in the theaters and for the kids and adult alike. You know, and actually the new moon sets record. They actually recorded $26.3 million. Oh my goodness, that's a lot of money.
Wow.
It's going to the weekend, and because it has a pre-release that they did. So I don't know. Can you are you going to set aside some time and see this movie?
Well, I don't know. It's up to my husband if he wants to pay money to go see it. But otherwise, I think possibly might rent it through Netflix or Blockbuster. You can sign up for that. ShoppingSuperHighway.com. Currently, I'm testing out the Blockbuster one, like free trial for 2 weeks. So that's usually how we get our movies, because they come out. Most movies come out pretty quick after they leave the theater. So, you know.
Mhm.
So yeah, I think I would like to see that movie, but I don't know if I'm going to pay like, you know, $40 or $50 for a whole family to go see it. So.
Right, because I Because you have about 15 kids, right?
Yeah, that would be a lot more. That would be like $150. They charge for kids now.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do. They charge for kids now. All right, we're going to move on here. And today is actually we're going to do the On This Day. It's November 20th, 2009. Why am I stuck to the 19? That's all right. November 20th. It's Friday, but on this day, November 20th, 1945, 24 Nazi leaders went on trial before an international war crimes tribunal in Nuremberg, Germany. That's when they start, going on trial for that. But anyway, on this day, November 20th, 1925, got to go back a little bit here, Robert F. Kennedy, United States Attorney General and Senator from New York, assassinated during his 1968 campaign for president. That's on this day, exactly, assassinated. That's pretty sad and tragic. On this date, back in 1620, Peregrine White was born aboard the Mayflower in Massachusetts Bay, the first child born of English parents in present-day New England. I wonder when's the first Filipino ever came. 1789, on this day, New Jersey became the first state to ratify the Bill of Rights. To this day, in 1910, the revolution broke out in Mexico. To this date. Wait a minute. I need some background music here, because it's that... boom, boom, boom. You know what? Wow. I don't have anything in my list. Here, you know what? Boy. All right, here we go. I want to things in the background here. We're gonna continue on this date. Listen to that. I mean, it's holiday. I mean, it's fine. It's the things on in the background, singing all that, the whole Silent Night. on this day, where was I? Somebody listening here. All right, 1977, Egyptian's president Anwar Sadat became the first Arab leader to address Israel's parliament. That is huge. In 1977, 1995, Princess Diana actually admitted during an interview broadcast on BBC TV that she had been unfaithful to Prince Charles. Oh, man. Rest in peace for Princess Di. 2003, singer Michael Jackson was booked on suspicion of child molestation in Santa Barbara, California. But he was later acquitted. 2003, we're going to go on a birthday now. It's all this memorable birthdays. I don't know, whoever's had a birthday out there, happy birthdays. I don't know if you mean from 1 to 99. Happy birthdays for those people who are still here. Happy birthday to those who's still breathing and thanking God that they still have some lung air in their lungs and they're breathing and enjoying this beautiful, beautiful life that I have here. 347-884-8125 is your birthday. If it's your birthday, call in. If it's not, don't worry. Just sit down, cuddle with your teddy bear, grab a good book, and listen to the Fernando Poniente Show. If you got nothing to do, go into blogtalkradio.com. And chat with me so go to blogtalkradio.com/ The Fernando Poniente Show. Where was I? We'll continue on this day. I got sidetracked a little bit on the birthdays. Memorable birthdays, or historic birthdays, actually. Otto von Guericke, he's a German physicist, born today. He's actually dead now, but he would have been 83 today. Richard Dawson's actor, game show host, and Hogan's Hero in a Family Feud. Richard Dawson turned 77. Joe Biden, vice president, turned 67 today. Happy birthday, vice president. Woohoo! And also Samuel E. Wright. Samuel Wright, an actor, is actor, turned 63. Bo Derek. So I'll give you all the baby boomers out there, you guys, the man out there, Bo Derek, the actress of 10, and she turns 53 today. 53, what happened to my music here? It kind of disappeared. I don't know if you can, you still there, Don? I see, kind of went and disappeared a little bit. Are you still there? Are you still breathing? Breathing, breathing. Yes, you are. Keep breathing, keep breathing. On this day, Todd Nance, actually, he's a rock musician called the Widespread Panic. Turned 47 today. You might not know them, but hey, you know, say hi to them. Okay, Dan Beard, actor, turned 24. And also Cody Lindley, an actor in Hannah Montana, Dancing with the Stars. Cody Lindley just turns 20 today. And that, my friend, he's over. Now, my friend, is all the birthday. Happy birthday. It was happy birthday today. Also, he's a sore clap. Sore clap. There we go. Yep. Birthday bunch. I wish you send some birthday cakes to my studio here in Fernando Peniancho in Waukegan, Illinois. That would be great. Cake and milk, please. We're going to do some breaking news again here. Big Bang Theory. Don't we going to go to Big Bang Theory here? Remember that when they made this huge, huge machine? It's like, looks like a tunnel. Supposedly to recreate the Big Bang phenomena, or the theory. Are you, I know that, you know, you're a Christian, so you're not a big fan of the Big Bang Theory, and neither am I. I'm just saying, it's what's your opinion on that? I mean, they probably, you know, I mean, I don't know if the taxpayer is paying for that. I hope not, but I mean, some research that some organizations doing to actually prove the Big Bang Theory, or at least research the Big Bang Theory. Are they wasting their money?
Yeah, because the Big Bang Theory, it says that there had to have been something in order to form everything. So where did that something come from? I believe the Big Bang is going to happen at the end of the world.
Yeah, the Big Bang's going to happen is that when I hit them across their head, because they're not listening. The truth is right in front of them. All you have to do is pick up the Bible. It's right there. No, so let's just say hypothetically in session and just start claiming and says, look, we created another Big Bang. I mean, it's not possible? Create another, you know, create something that's already been created?
No, because where did they get that thing to create? The Big Bang. There had to been matter in order for the Big Bang to even have happened. Everything, how are they going to create that Big Bang? You know what I mean? They can't.
Right, exactly.
Get their test lab from, you know? So,
right.
They can't.
I mean, if you would have seen, the picture of this Big Bang machine is actually the shoes. It looks like a tunnel. You can fit buses and stuff in there. I know that a couple of years they had to set it down because of some kind of a concern and or a danger opposed to the public, actually. So they shut it down, and now they're back up and running. So they're going to, I don't know, we're going to fire this thing up, but it looks pretty scary. Pretty scary. If you want to Google that, Google Big Bang machine or whatever, Big Bang Theory, you know. And if you disagree with me, just go ahead and call in 347-884-8125. I will let you know. Don, what do you think about what are you doing here? How's your day so far? Let's go back there, because I never ask you that when you call in. I'm sorry, I do apologize. How was your day?
Who?
The other girl behind you. You.
I was wondering if you're going to ask me when how my day was, so that's why I was surprised you asked me how my day
was.
Oh,
okay. All right. Well, there we go. How's your day? What's going on?
It's good. Had like some positive things. Well, our family were looking.
It sounds like you were catching your breath there a little bit. Is someone's chasing you? Are you running or?
No, I'm walking. I was walking like 4.2 miles per hour.
Oh, in a treadmill. Okay. All right. I can hear that. Yeah.
I haven't exercised. Sorry for interrupting. I haven't worked out for like 2 days. I ate McDonald's twice today, so I'm trying to burn like 300 calories.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then I was shopping for Thanksgiving today with my mom, and we're looking for a new place to live in, because the one we're living in right now, we have to move out of shortly. So, we're all looking at different places, and I contacted one landlord, and on his message, he said, may God bless you. on his voicemail, so that was good that he's Christian, and I got to talking to him. And he actually has a ministry, it's called City of Miracles. So we got to talking about our dreams, and, you know, I have home-based business shopping superhighway.com because one of our, well, some of our dreams are we want to start, like, homeless shelter, and we want to be able to start a Bible camp. And, you know, the business that we have has a potential residual income, so that will help fund those things. So, yeah, I look forward to getting together with that guy because he also has, like, that ministry, cityofmiracles.com is his website. And they, like, kind of get backpacks together for people that can't afford them. And so, yeah, they do a lot of ministry here in America and also Africa. So, yeah. So that's how our day went.
Okay.
So, yep.
It sounds pretty good there. What's the website again? cityofmiracles.com,
Miracle.
Right? Miracles.com.
Yep.
cityofmiracles.com. Okay. All right. If you guys want to participate on that, I think they're you know, there's volunteering to do or anything like that. And cityofmiracles.com. Let's get them a round of applause real quick. All right. We're going to get into another topic. We're about 3 minutes before we take a break. It's about 27 minutes into the hour. Democratic lawmakers are saying, you know, telling Americans to stop complaining. You know, that because of, I think they were making them Wednesday, complaint-free Wednesday. Representative Emmanuel Cliver of Missouri is seeking to pass a resolution that would officially make the day before Thanksgiving a complete complaint-free Wednesday, quote-unquote. This says, from time to time, we'll experience anxiety, frustration, stress, and regret, and often we respond to these feelings with a criticism or complaining. This guy wrote then to his colleagues, actually seeking to sponsor that with him. So passing additional complaint-free Wednesday. Whoa, we're talking about yanking your freedom of speech on that, huh? What's actually a lot of conservative commentator Andrew Braber described this a quote-unquote silly. Well, I do agree with this guy, Andrew Breitbart. Described that as silly in his blog in biggovernment.com. What say you, Don? I mean, silliness, complaint-free Wednesday. Complaint-free. I mean, you cannot complain or maybe, you know, I mean, what is entailed to? I mean, you'll get arrested if you complain? I don't know. What say you?
That's what I'm saying.
He didn't go into detail. Yeah, he's trying to actually, he wrote a letter to his, you know, friends and colleagues and saying, hey, you know, sponsor this with me, and we'll make this, you know, Wednesday before Thanksgiving a complaint-free Wednesday.
Well, that's good in preparation for Thanksgiving. We have a free will, though, so it should not be against the law. However, it is good for preparation of Thanksgiving, and, you know, if somebody has some voice of concern, they should go ahead and learn how to respectfully disagree, you know, because, like, say that, I don't know if this guy that wrote that letter is, like, you know, in the government, but,
yeah.
But, so, then, you know, they should be able to know what's respectfully disagree, because the people still have their opinion, you know, because the government should be ran by the people, so, you know, maybe their office.
Right, I mean, it's, all right, go on, I'll let you finish, and I'll go on.
Like, I think it's a good ideal, but I don't think it should be against the law to complain. That's what I'm saying.
Well, yeah, I guess, you know, I mean, it doesn't entail, or maybe it's just a suggestion. Hey, you know, let's make this, you know, Wednesday before Thanksgiving a complaint-free Wednesday. I don't think it's going to work. I mean, the Congress is always passing all this little silly stuff, you know. They do this all the time. I mean, Congress, and if you want to look into that, Congress has approved multiple things that is, you know, irrelevant to the, you know, to the economy, to what's going on, to, you know, to anything. I mean, complaint free. I mean, I don't. I mean, I don't know if you remember this. They passed actually. They have this National Ice Cream Day. This is yeah, this is actually passed by back in Reagan era. Actually, just this year, actually, Congress passed a resolution for National Auctioneer Day. National Auctioneer's Day. And in honor of the mathematical constants, another unusual resolution has passed this year. It's National MRSA Day. Methicillin Resistance Staphylococcus aureus. I don't know. Resolutions actually, you know, they have a lot of stuff on the table, awaiting congressional approval, including Free Comic Book Day and National Cowboy Day. And they're trying to pass it. You know, there's silliness or silly, you know, things they're trying to pass. So I'm saying this is it's really irrelevant to what's really, you know, is going on to the problem of the United States. I mean, as far as like economy, the jobs of failing and the war in Iraq, the, you know, terrorism, diversity, gay marriages. I mean, it just doesn't align, you know. But the House actually has no intention, they said, of passing the complaint-free Wednesday. Thank goodness there's some bright brain. There's people that think right now in the administration. So they're not more like to pass this. I mean, it's just silly. You know, let's just pass the, you know, let's all take a nap day between 2 o'clock noon and 2 o'clock. Well, wait a minute. That's actually they have that in Mexico. They have siesta. You know, it's they do that. Yeah, it would be nice if you have siesta, you know, like they do in Mexico. You know, it's like it's mandatory to take a nap between noon to 2 p.m., you know. If they find you not taking a nap, they'll take you to jail. I don't know if they do that in Mexico, but it would be fun. I know this Mexican guy, actually, that a stand-up comedian, he was making fun of that, and he said, you know, that's the best time to, like, invade Mexico. It's right around about noon because everyone's taking a nap. You know, he was, oh well, I was the only one left, but, anyway, we are going to be taking a break here in a little bit, because it's, 33 minutes past the end of the hour. This is Fernando Poniente's show. Don, hang on, actually, if you want to go to chat room, go to, we got Bob Elrod in the chat room. What do you know? Bob Elrod. Let's give him a random applause. Look at that. Thanks to Bob Elrod for coming on to the chat room with me. I know. Grab a cup of coffee. Sit down. Relax. Yeah. Bob Elrod, actually, we go way back. We go way back. Bob and I, we go way back. Right there, Bob. That's right. Just hang on there, man. Hang on. If you have any questions, if you have any questions, just type in the chat room. Oh, you know what? Just participate, man. Participate on the Fernando Poniente show. Just call in, dude. 347-884-8125. Don't be scared. We don't bite really hard. That's all right, dude. It's okay. I'm going to go take a break because, you know, a little scratchy in the throat here in a minute. Again, when I come back home, we're going to be talking about some more stuff and some odd news. And I want you to weigh in on this topic, and we're going to be talking about later on. Where is Winston? Is Winston calling in today? Winston, you are fired. Just kidding, you're not. One of my panel, Winston Pitts, actually has not able to call in today. Well, maybe you will call in a little bit. Just hang on there. We'll be right back. This is Fernando on the Fernando Poniente show. We're going to be listening to, boom, 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 boom. Let's see here. Where's my list here? Dun, dun, dun. See, I should have been prepared there, man. All right, here's the Soapbox Project. Go the Holy Man.
Ken Pettigrew, host of The Ken Pettigrew Show. You want to know what pisses me off? Too much government, too much taxes, and not enough rights. Come check out my show, The Ken Pettigrew Show, at blogtalkradio.com/Ken-Pettigrew. Live Tuesdays and Thursdays, 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Your voice is a weapon. Come pull the trigger with Ken Pettigrew at blogtalkradio.com, where your voice is a weapon.
Forgotten Heroes, the independent film that Hollywood refused to distribute.
They were asked to risk their lives in order to save their enemy.
The producers of Forgotten Heroes are donating 25% of all sales to the American Veterans Disabled for Life Memorial Fund.
We need someone to go in there and bring them out.
From first-time director Jack Marino, the home run for America's Vietnam veterans.
They are Forgotten Heroes.
Buy the DVD now at ForgottenHeroesTheMovie.com. That's ForgottenHeroesTheMovie.com.
Welcome to the Fernando Poniente Show on BTR. This show will blow your mind. Hosted by the man himself, Fernando Poniente. Call in live at 347-884-8125. That number again is 347-884-8125.
Pada bing bing, it's back. I am back. Fernando Poniente here. Oh, it was a nice little break there. That's right. Have a little water, you know, a little feel refresh. Hey, we got about 15 minutes left. We're going to open up the phone lines. We're going to be talking about so much here. We're going to talk about the how to be safe during the holiday. We're going to be talking about also how to be, you know, you plan safe Black Friday shopping thing. And also, you know, I don't know if I'm going to have time to go into the scores and NFLs and all that stuff, but you can just go to NFL.com and find that out for you. I'm so lazy today. Let's get Don back online here. Don, what's going on? All right, there's no answer there. We'll pick her up in a little bit. And also, we have a caller from 904 all the way from maybe Florida. This is Bob. What's going on?
What's up, yo?
What's up, yo? How's the weather over there? I know, don't tell me. It's warm, right? Nice and warm.
It's about 60 degrees right now.
Oh, yeah, I can trade you for that. It's about 40 degrees here. So, what part of Florida are you in, bro? Is that like down in, by Miami over there, down that way on the panhandle? No?
No, I'm in Jacksonville area.
Oh, so you're in the cooler side. I mean, as a cool people side.
Exactly. As in, no hurricanes and nice and quiet and miss everything.
Quite,
so yeah, that's pretty cool.
That's pretty neat there, man. Pretty neat. We're going to be talking about some news here. The they're saying the excuse me.
Yeah.
they claim that Galileo's actually found Galileo's two fingers and a tooth. And it was removed from Galileo corpse. Back in 1737, they claimed that they found it, and it will be put on display in a museum in Florence. That's in Italy. Admirers of the astronomer pilfered the relic nearly a century after his death. Actually, he has a lot of followers. You know, and I mean, it's like, that's Galileo, man. He's like, he was the beast back then. You know, he was.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's right. I don't know if they're talking about putting it up on an auction, or eBay. I mean, they ought to. Maybe they should. I mean, would you put a bid on that, Bob?
I was asking you if you're gonna put it. Yeah, I'll put a dollar bid on it. I'll frame it on the wall, you know.
All right. Why? Oh, why a dollar?
That's got to be worth something, I guess.
It's got to be worth something, yeah. Yeah. Right. That's right. What about you, Donna? You, hold on. Let me pick her up here in a minute. I think I have her on mute. Donna, you back? Back in Fernando Fernandez Show. This is me. What's up? You back? Don?
Hello?
Yeah? Yeah, you're done? Hey, we're talking about Galileo. They might put Galileo's tooth and fingers, actually, in auctions, on maybe on eBay. But is that something, you know, if they do that, are you going to put a bid on it? I mean, and how much?
I don't think so. I have better things to do with my money, but not
yeah.
just with money,
but,
you know.
That's right. let's get Winston's opinion in. Hey, Winston's Galileo's two fingers and a tooth. How much?
On what?
Galileo. You know Galileo back in the day. You know that Galileo.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
They said they claim they found his two fingers and a tooth. So they might put that on. It's on the it's on display right now, but the. There's talks about like maybe putting it up on eBay or some auctions, private auction or something like that. Would you pay for something like that? Would you?
How do they know it's Galileo's?
Well, because they say it's him. So you know, you can't argue with that. You know, they're the expert.
Yeah, I guess I'm an expert. I give money to you anyway. I would say I would say probably around $1 million. That's as far as that would go.
Mm. Yeah, about $1 million?
Yeah.
All right. Dude, I'll tell you, my two fingers and a tooth for $1 million.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if you're going to pay $1 million, man, take it. Take my two fingers and a tooth. I'll give you that for $1 million. That's hey, I'm glad you'd be able to call in.
You got from football game. Oh goodness, yes. Football
game.
Oh
yeah, yeah, you got that. Yeah, that's right.
We won. You
guys won?
Yeah, 40 to 26. We're going
40
to South
to 26.
State. South State. Yep. And then after next Friday, if we win that one, we're going to state.
That's well. Congratulations to the Taylorsville, Mississippi.
Yes,
right by the pipelines. Ooh, are you guys gonna celebrate by blowing up pipelines there over there or what?
We might do that. I haven't thought about that.
We might do that. Set up the firecrackers right in a pipeline there. All right.
Yeah.
It's holidays coming. It's really just approaching, man. It's a holiday like Thanksgiving. It's gonna be next Wednesday, next Thursday. Or anything like that. I was talking about that earlier. I want to get your opinion and also Bob. Actually, the Congress is trying to pass a bill. They're trying to have the Wednesday before Thanksgiving to be a complaint-free Wednesday. What do you think about that? They always pass silly stuff. Now, of course, that was a Democrat. Yeah, that's right. That's right. What do you think? Is complaint-free Wednesday? What do you think about that?
No. We can't do that because
I can't have a show. Then I can't have a show on Wednesday.
Exactly. I can't have my show either. Can't have a show either.
Then they'll be knocking on my door and said, "Hey, you know, Fernando, you're complaining. Let's go to jail." All right.
We took away your First Amendment right. You can't do that no more.
That's right. What about you, Bob? Bob, what do you think? Complaint free Wednesday?
Why not? You can have a show without complaining. Why not? Think of good things to talk about, and no complaints. How about giving thanks since it's the day before Thanksgiving? Give thanks first.
There you go. That's a good point there, Bob. Give thanks instead of complain, right, on Wednesday? But don't we like put aside like maybe one? I mean, don't we do that like just one day a year? I mean, not all of them. I'm thankful every day I wake up, and I think I pray and I thank the Lord for every day, you know, for every day. But
yep.
The majority of the people, at least, they only have one day. One day, which is Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, which is a shame. Pretty shame. That's how people are like, I don't give thanks, man. That's what we have Thanksgiving for. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, Thanksgiving every
day. Yeah, that's right. But Bob made a good point there. So,
the problem is if you go on Wednesday as a complaint-free day, what's going to happen on Thursday during Thanksgiving? All your complaints are going to come out then, and then it'll be around Thanksgiving?
Exactly. You know, it'll be like complaint free, and then what, a Thanksgiving day? And then, you know, fight your relative day on Friday, right?
Oh, there you go.
Speaking of Friday, the Friday's a Black Friday, which is, you know, the shoppers, oh, my goodness, it's just last year there was, like, people dying from that, died from that, from, like, being trampled on by this stampede of shoppers trying to get the best deals. And I'm going to talk about some of the tips here. Actually, we just got a actually, Dawn got a call today. Can you fill in on that real quick? I'll give you 30 seconds to fill this on. What did you got? You got a call from Joaquin Petey, right?
Yeah, I did. I was like, I never had that before when we lived in Wisconsin. They tell you how to be safe and make sure your kids know where they, like, to talk to somebody that works at the store if they get separated.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about don't answer. Like, sometimes people will, like, pretend they're, well, they'll be delivering something, and
mm-hmm.
then they're checking the house, write down your serial number, you know, so that if you have to file an insurance claim, it goes smoother.
Mm-hmm.
And also, like, sometimes people approach your door saying they're working for a certain charity, but they're not really working for that charity. If you bought a gift to that charity, give directly to them, not to somebody going to your door.
Okay. Well, that's actually big cities out there, especially here in Chicago. I mean nationwide. I mean, they're boosting up their security and police presence because of that, you know, the Black Friday. And they want to make that safe. And not just Black Friday, it's actually the holiday throughout until Christmas. Here's a couple of tips over here I'm going to mention. One of them is to keep your keys in your hand when walking out to your car. Keep them in your hand. So park your vehicle as close as possible to a street light. One of them is take advantage of mall escort services to your vehicle. You know, if you're afraid, even says, hey, something wrong here. Hey, security, come on, can you walk me out of my car, please? You know, they say something like that. Be aware of your surroundings and report any suspicious activities, as criminals may attempt to distract you in attempt to take your money or belongings. Avoid carrying large amount of money. You know, put them in separate places, like I do. I carry my loot right in my pocket. That's kidding. I just have chains. Yeah, avoid carrying a large amount of money and keep your wallet or money in your front pockets. Keep your vehicle locked at all times, especially your doors. Keep your doors locked at all times. Store all merchandise in your vehicle out of view, so don't tell them, hey, you know, look at all that stuff I got here. Look, I got a Nintendo Wii, I got an Xbox 360 right in here that people can see it through your window. Please cover them up, you know. And also strongly encourage to keep devices such as portable GPS, laptop computers, MP3, listening device, you know, out of sight, out of view. So let's go with you real quick, Bob. How are you gonna celebrate, or how are you gonna go through the holiday in a safe way, in your own way? Do you have any tips that you can share with us?
Yeah, I was just gonna say, you know.
How do you guys do there in Florida?
Well, we decorate our palm tree in the front yard first of all.
Ooh. All right.
I'll send you a picture.
Well, this is not Christmas tree. I mean, come on. That's palm
tree.
That's not.
Yeah, it's a palm. Hey, you know, any tree could be a Christmas tree. Does it have to be an evergreen or?
Oh, okay.
Touche. It doesn't have to be a Douglas fir or anything. It could be a palm tree.
Yeah, so you have like, you know, what do you call that little James Brown tree in there? Not James
Brown.
Charlie Brown. Did I say James Brown? Yeah. Charlie Brown. What
ow,
about you?
Ow.
Ow! What about you, Winston? How are you going to, you know, celebrate the holidays safe? Any tips? Anything besides blowing up the pipelines out there? Stay away from the fireworks? Is that what you're going to do, Winston? Oh, he's probably stepped out a little bit. What about you, Dawn?
Well, I probably be doing things differently than last year. Last year, I did have things like I have things just piled in the vehicle on Black Friday. We went like 3:30 in the morning, got home like around noon. Then I went shopping online on my website, shoppingsuperhighway.com. So this year, maybe I think people should go on shoppingsuperhighway.com, earn 2% cash back on most of their purchases. So, you know, then it comes in the mail, and people don't know what's in there. So
you don't have to fuck into, you know, get in line like 3 a.m. in the morning. I think it's just, I think people do that in a sense of, like, you know, they get into, like, a hunting mode. Don't you agree, Bob? I mean, I know that you've done that. You've camped out at, like, you know, 11 o'clock in, at night, right? Bob, have you done that?
Hey, did you know that there's a website called blackfriday.info that has all the ads right now for the Black Fridays?
Wow.
Right.
The ads to come out.
Yeah, that's a black. Actually, I found some people are twittering about that. I looked into that. Yeah, you can also find locals that are doing the Black Friday, you know, coupons and promotion and all that. Speaking of Black Friday, that would be, and then Saturday, Sunday, and Cyber Monday. You know, Cyber Monday actually beat Black Fridays when it comes to sales.
Mm-hmm.
Do you agree with that, Bob?
Yeah,
do you? Right? Do you participate on the Black Friday as well as the Cyber Monday?
It just depends.
Depends, yeah.
Yeah, it depends. It depends on how much I spent already, you know. So.
Right. I just want to let you know, man. I'm in need of a PlayStation 3. So if you send him over here to Illinois.
I have a PS2. That's it. But I ain't got too much.
PS. You gotta get PS3.
I was gonna go back to the safety tips for Christmas. I know one big safety tip is to make sure the grill is nice and clean, the gas grill is clean, so you can crank it up and cook whatever you want. If you're tired of turkey, we'll crank something else or cook something else out on the grill when it's usually about 80 degrees here on Christmas Day.
Right. Yeah. I'm probably gonna be doing that too. I mean, I like cooking out. I mean, you know, I remember back in Wisconsin when we were up there, man, it was pouring rain, man. We have this little patio, the little thing. I was cooking out there. I've always thinking, it's like, what would Filipino person do? And they always do that. They always come out, man. You believe it. You better believe it. Bob, real quick, how's the family, man? Can you, how's the family? How's the families in Florida? Are they doing good? School?
Well,
I mean, yeah, your daughter should be out of college by now, right?
Come on now. She's only nine.
Yeah.
That long.
Oh.
Oh, man, it hasn't been that long.
Right. Oh, man.
Like,
it seems like forever. That's what I do. Yeah, it seems like forever.
Last time you've seen her, so, you know.
Yeah.
It's been quite a while.
Yeah. Hey, Winston, are you there? What's up? I don't know. He dropped out. He dropped out. Actually, he's probably got in trouble or something. Anyway, having trained security, crowd control personnel, and police officer on the site, you know, people, what do you call it, retailers and all that, Walmart, Best Buy, and actually the expanding their security, you know, having trained security, crowd control personnel, and police officers on site. That's what they're going to be doing, erecting barricades or rope lines for crowd management, issuing number of wristbands or tickets to provide for scum for service. That's the key there. Because, you know, I mean, people will be camp out in there at like 2 a.m. and all of a sudden they're like ending up in the, you know, right in the backlight because all of these aggressive people are trying to push into the through the door. They want to always locating shopping carts and other potential obstacles or projectiles inside the stores away from the entrance. That's the key, away from the entrance, so people did not die from that. Anyway, I have about 30 seconds here going on here. Hey, thanks for stopping by, Bob. Thanks for stopping by, Don and Winston. Thanks for stopping by the Fernando Puñanza Show. We'll do this again. Hey, next show would be on Monday, so if you're going to be able to call in, 347-884-8125. That's the number you can call. Again, thanks, Bob, for stopping in. Say hi to everyone in Florida. And bring some warm, push some warm air towards over here in Illinois, would you?
I will do. Later, buddy.
Thanks a lot. All right, thanks, Don. Actually, this show is brought to you by ShopInSuperHighway.com. ShopInSuperHighway.com, where you can get all your shopping needs right in there. You can even shop with, you know, in your underwear. Cyber Monday's coming up. So Shop in Super Highway, it's the best place to go. And, again, this is Fernando and the Fernando Puñanza Show. We'll see you on Monday, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time or 10 p.m. You know, you never know. Again, this is me, hasta la vista, baby!